South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performances dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. Many years ago, when I was growing up in Dobsonville, Soweto, the older men, that is our fathers, uncles, granddads, and sometimes brothers, were afflicted by a pandemic that caused serious havoc in the township and their homes. Men would leave home for work or for a football match or even a short sojourn to the nearest shebeen. On their way back, they would be hijacked by a notorious ghost called Vera. She was a woman. Whether they were on foot or driving, men would find themselves circling in the same area, but not finding the strength, will, and wisdom to stay on the path home. Once they got tired of circling around, they would give up and end up sleeping on the spot of capture, only to go home the next morning. Vera the ghost was an omnipresence of notoriety whose characteristics no one could explain and whose personality everyone created as they went. And if you do not believe me, ask famous former Dobsonville people like author, lecturer, and artist Professor Zakes Mda or the former Premier of Gauteng Mbazi Mashelowa. They will bear me out. But years later, when the women of the land could not take this gimmick anymore, Vera the ghost disappeared. And therefore, boys my age did not grow up to meet Vera and be captured by this legendary folk character. And then, out of the blue, years later, this week to be precise, Vera the ghost made an unexpected return. But this time, instead of targeting one man, it went for a whole bunch of them and hijacked them en masse. Where, you may ask? In the frenzy of electioneering and preparing themselves for the landmark general elections, new parties have been created. Old parties are trying to reinvent themselves, and others don't seem to care much. They have resigned themselves to losing again. Not the Inkatha Freedom Party. The party of the late founder Mangosuthu G. Buthelezi made a startling announcement. In breaking away from the norm of putting party leaders' faces on all paraphernalia for election purposes, the IFP decided unanimously that the face of the party will be none other than, yes, you've guessed it right, Prince Mangosuthu G. Buthelezi. Vera the ghost is back. This took me back to 1994 when the IFP belatedly decided to contest the elections. After all sorts of tantrums, Buthelezi declared boldly,
"It is therefore not an understatement, ladies and gentlemen, to say that for the IFP as a party and for many of us, winning the next elections with an overwhelming majority, is really becoming a matter of life and death.
Funny how the past never passes. And now, here we are today, months after his body was buried 6 feet under, the IFP makes his campaign a matter of life and death. A group of alive men have decided to make a dead man the face of their campaign. This is a first. If you ask me, this is in fact ingenious. You wonder why other parties never did this all along. I mean, imagine if the ANC still used the face of Nelson Mandela for electioneering, right? Yes, he was not the founding president and owner of the party. But no doubt, in the stakes of pop culture, he was the Michael Jackson of the ANC. But then again, Madiba made it clear to the ANC.
I do not intend to hide away totally from the public. But henceforth, I want to be in the position of calling you to ask whether I would be welcome, rather than being called upon to do things and participate in events. The appeal, therefore, is don't call me. I'll call you.
The PAC, like the IFP, entered the 1994 elections late and has been all but late since then. You know, they could have given themselves a chance or a better chance by using the face of Robert Mangaliso Sobukwe as their face forever. But instead, in the very first elections, they had one Clarence Mlamli Makwethu. May his soul rest in peace, and may the soul of the PAC rest in peace. Across the seas, parties like the Republican Party in the United States should have stayed with the likes of Abraham Lincoln as their face forever. But I guess the Republicans learned that
you can fool all the people some of the time, and some of the people all the time, but you cannot fool all the people all the time.
I doubt that is the exact voice of Lincoln there. Not even America the Great had discovered YouTube then. The conservatives in Britain may have battled to choose between the whiskey-drunk war hero Winston Churchill and their Iron Lady Margaret Thatcher. But in them, they would have cult figures that their voters still swear by today. Well, in spite of a number of poor showings in the subsequent years, there is no doubt that the Tories remain inspired by Churchill.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be.
And sometimes by the Iron Lady herself.
A Cold War warrior, an Amazon Philistine, even a Peking plotter.
In 2019, Buthelezi made a farewell speech and ushered in the current leadership of the IFP by saying,
I must thank you, say thanks to you leaders of our party who are present here today. You have been chosen by history to take the IFP into a new season. But I know that you know that there are many more who came before you, whose dedication and sacrifice brought us to this point.
But Vera the Ghost stayed as party leader in the National Assembly with the new president, Velenkosi Hlabisa, reduced to leading the party in KwaZulu-Natal. In fact, he stayed until his bones were interred this year. Only then Hlabisa was sent to Cape Town. I'm kicking myself from not going public with a thought I shared with a few colleagues that the death of Buthelezi could lead to the death of the party itself. I argued that for a party that was synonymous with only one man who ruled it with an iron fist, it was going to be hard for the surviving leaders to function without him. Well, I was wrong. The leaders of the IFP party are showing us that the man is not gone and that they continue to work with Prince Buthelezi in life as it is in death. He will be their face and they will just represent him in rallies, interviews and the ballots. And when the wives and partners of the new leaders ask them why they did not show up, all of the men will say is, we were hijacked by Vera the Ghost and could not raise our hands. But they knew that, like our mothers and aunts and sisters, who when they were told about Vera the Ghost stories, the wives of the IFP would retort. And so, as we get to the 30th anniversary of our freedom and cast our votes to elect a new government, the IFP, the party that for all the years before and after liberation has sought to remove the ANC from the face of the earth, literally and figuratively, will be calling on the spirit of the same men who tried and failed again and again and again. As his election slogan always has been, Shenge, the man you can trust. Clearly the IFP will have to trust him to its own death. Vera the Ghost is not dead. Long live Vera the Ghost. Thanks for listening to this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Please share your views about who from the grave could be a perfect face of their party. Download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. From me, Rems Mabote, alive and kicking. Goodbye and God bless.